Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I wasn't going to watch the debates. I wasn't going to do a show about the debates. Well, you got to talk about it, right? But I wasn't going to watch it. I wasn't going to watch it, one, because it was on Fox. I can't stand Fox News. I wasn't going to watch it because I didn't want to feed into the idea that these other candidates are viable in any way. And I get it. We got to have this so-called debate because, you know, it's the dog and pony show we must do. And what do we have, 7 people on the stage? I can't even remember the governor of Montana's name. But we had all these people on the stage, GOP supposedly. And I look at each of them and I say to myself, shame on you. Shame on you for running against a guy who deserves his second term. If there's somebody on that stage or somebody out there listening to me right now, and this is Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and if you can say to me that Donald Trump doesn't deserve a second term, I'll shut up. Donald Trump performed admirably. I don't need to take you through all the things that he did. I told you what I don't like about Trump. I don't like his handling of COVID, and I don't like his choice of personnel. But you know what I do like? I like the results. I like under $2 gasoline. I like rentals that I can afford. I like an economy that's growing. I like my food prices reasonable. I like saving the money that I've spent over the past 3 years under Biden, which has to amount to at least $50,000 additional dollars that I don't have. And, you know, I like all that. I like feeling good about America. I like traveling abroad and have people talk about my president, not as a buffoon, a clown, a corrupt person, but as a person that they wanted. I experienced all of this. So, you know, Donald Trump deserves a second term. But let's just take all the other stuff out of it. Take away the indictments and the nonsense that the Democrats are trying to do. And ask yourself, does this man deserve a second term? And the short answer is abso-freaking-lutely. How are we even talking about Joe Biden running for a second term? When you look at the carnage, the destruction this man has laid in front of us. I've gone through this in multiple times on this radio show and given you... Look, folks, look at the polling of Joe Biden and ask yourself this. Nobody's telling you the truth about Joe Biden. They're not telling you that he's a crook. They're not telling you he's a pathological liar. They're not telling you that he's brain damaged. They're not telling you that his wife's a narcissist, his son is running their corrupt enterprise, and that Joe Biden's feathering his own net. Can you imagine what his poll numbers would be if they told you the truth? The second part of that, and I've asked this question before, what do you think Trump would be, how would he be perceived right now if the media stopped with their BS nonsense and these fake news narratives about him and told you the truth and said, you know what, all this stuff we're doing to get Trump is because we're afraid. We don't want, the powers that be don't want him in power because he will actually represent the people. What if they told you that? I want you to think about the polling. If they told you the truth on one of those two, if they told you Biden was a liar and a scumbag, which he is, and the Democratic Party that represents him, and the DOJ and the government that he's a part of, they're all corrupt. They don't care about you. Let's just stop there. What polling does Biden have? And then where would the GOP be? Then just flip it. Forget that one. Let them keep doing what they're doing with Biden. What if they told you the truth about Trump? What do you think it would do to Biden numbers? What do you think it would do to the DNC? What do you think it would do to the FBI and the rest of the DOJ? How would they be perceived if they said to you, you know what, it was contrived. There was a coup against Trump. J6 was contrived. All these things that we're doing to get Trump have no actual benefit. You know, they aren't even legit. What if they told you that? And then let's ask you this question. What if both of those things occurred? What would we be? What polling would we have? Look, I've watched enough Narcos and a bunch of other shows to tell you, the polls are a lie. Everything we're being told is a lie. And they do it because it's manipulation. And you know what's so cool about it? Is that it's not working. It's not working. Yeah, it's helped keep Biden's at 37%. Most people don't. 67% of the people don't approve of Joe Biden's handling of the economy. Now, I believe it's higher than that. But 67%, we don't even have to do anything. How much more could we gain if we told the truth about Joe Biden? Will we gain 10% more? 77%? The fact is, 2/3 of the people don't believe in it. You want to ask some other questions? How many people do you think really believe Joe Biden didn't do anything, didn't take any money from Ukraine? How many? Probably 2/3 believe that he's a crook. If they let's do some real polling. You know, I'm good friends with Tom Bevin. Maybe I'll talk to Tom about it, but in real clear politics. But we need to be talking about exactly what I'm telling you. What is the percent? We are beating up on Trump. There's at that debate, they wanted to beat up on Trump. They couldn't ignore it. Fox News wanted Trump there. And they couldn't ignore it. They couldn't ignore that he didn't want to be there. He's saying, why do I need to be there? What are they going to fight about? They're going to fight over what? Tell me, outside of the two things I told you about, if they want to talk about my personnel issues, which is no problem, Trump can have, he can hire whoever he wants because the results are what matter. If they want to talk about COVID, they may have me a little bit. But other than that, they have no firm ground to stand on. None. And by the way, they can't even beat him up on COVID because every one of the states locked down. They all did the same thing. DeSantis later reversed some things and opened up Florida. And he can take some credit for that. But he can't spike the football because everything else at that debate was an homage to Donald Trump. Foreign policy, domestic policy, price of gasoline, energy independence. You know, DeSantis was up there talking about what he did for Florida. Congratulations, it's true. He did a lot of good stuff. Probably, according to my friends, they drug him kicking and screaming to do it. But regardless, he gets credit. It got done. But you know what he can't talk about? He can't talk about nationwide gas prices. He can't talk about foreign policy issues that protected America. He can't talk about the policies that put money back into the hands of every corporation, not just Florida corporations. And by the way, most of the things that Florida benefited from are Trump-related stuff. So, go for it. Here's what I had to say about the debate. The clear winner of the debate was Donald Trump. The clear winner. He didn't have to show up to win because there was no foreign, there was no policy position you could take that you couldn't, it wouldn't reflect back positively on Donald Trump. The more you hammer Joe Biden, the more you're praising Donald Trump. Anyway, we're going to cover it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In my humble opinion, there were no surprises at the first GOP debate in 2023. And I came to some pretty obvious conclusions. Now, that being said, I told you guys I only watched part of the debate because it was on Fox. I don't want to pay homage to them. I don't want to pay homage to a group of people who decided to run against a warrior. A gladiator that we should all be standing behind. I've asked this question before. What do you think the Democrats would do if Trump had overwhelming support? What would they do? They would crap their pants is what they would do. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm back. I'm glad you're sticking with me. 844-551-8255. It was clear to me that this was a VP audition. Don't misunderstand me. People want to be president, but there was nobody on that stage who could supplant Donald Trump or replace Donald Trump. Nobody. Trump I mean, he again, it was like watching amateurs. And I'm not talking about debate style and things like that. I'm talking about results. And I already mentioned DeSantis has great state results. These people are all accomplished in their various areas, but they have no idea what happens when the government decides to turn its focus on you and make you into a criminal when you're not one. The only person, there was nobody on that stage that I would tell you, oh, they could forego, these are the people that would really be able to, you know, forego this. If the same thing were happening to them that were happening to Trump, there's not one on that stage that wouldn't have folded like a Hollywood stage chair. Not one. And so think about it this way. Donald Trump, when he ran in 2016, I forget how many candidates, but I can name you a few of them. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. You had Governor Kasich. I mean, what were there? 14 candidates, give or take? Lots of Republicans running against Donald Trump. The governor of Wisconsin. The governor of Texas. It was an all-star cast of people who wanted that job. And could have gotten it. I mean, there were the Lindsey Grahams of the world, too, that had no shot. But here's the point. Not one of them is running this time. Ask yourself why. Ted Cruz is as viable of a candidate today as he was then. Probably more so. Rand Paul would have had a very good chance of winning. Forget Kasich and others. And I know Rick Perry of Texas is, I think Rick's got some medical issues. But there's not a single one of everybody, and there was a host of them. It was well over a dozen. Not one. Why haven't they re-upped? These are people that went through, what's his name? Rubio, Marco Rubio, right? Little Marco. Jeb Bush, this is his turn. He should be in it. Lots of governors, accomplished people. Where are they? Not one of them is running against would run against Donald Trump. You got this whole new cast of ingenues. And you know how most of them built their reputations? Donald Trump, Nikki Haley, she was a South Carolina governor, but she was a little fish. Donald Trump made her a national figure. Chris Christie worked on Donald Trump's campaign. And by the way, we'll get into these a little bit. But you get what I'm saying? These are people that he built. And what are they doing? Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis would not be governor if it were not for Donald Trump. That's a fact. I've seen the arguments. Well, he helped him get out of the primary. Okay, let me ask you. They go, here's where the guy argued. Oh, he helped him get out of the primary, but he didn't help him win the general. Okay, so you want to say Trump's popularity got him out of the primary, and then everybody that voted for him in the primary to get him out of that abandoned him? If he couldn't get out of the primary without Trump, do you think he could have won the general without him? I'm not talking about the last election cycle. I'm talking about when he ran against Andrew Gillum. It was razor thin. And they ran a great campaign. One of my friends worked on it. But let me tell you, without Trump, he's not the governor of Florida, period. And he's on record of, you know, talking about this. I've been to events where DeSantis said, you know, I got to thank President Trump for help and blah, blah, blah. You know, how are you going to go against him now? That's what we should be looking at. We're throwing away our gladiator. And for these guys, they go, oh, well, I've got different ideas. I can do it. I can do it better. Okay, great. What, as I said, name me one of those people who could withstand what Trump is going through. Indictment after indictment over nonsense, over things that you said. And who wouldn't want to be pushing back? Who wouldn't say, the only one on that stage that said, what's happening to Trump is an atrocity, is Vivek Ramaswamy. And I'm going to go into these guys into detail. For the never Trumpers on stage, folks, their only offering against Trump is the false notion that Americans don't want a redo of Trump-Biden. People waging that argument lost, undoubtedly, and I've heard it over and over, oh, they don't want a redo, America doesn't want a redo. When the media is telling you that, they're telling you they do want a redo. Okay, but let's go with it for a bit. Let's just, you know, in the parts of the debate that I watched reluctantly, I know Americans want and need Donald Trump. And I can tell you this. I don't have to hear him talking about it in the debate. I can talk about I know from firsthand experience, people saying, man, it was better under Trump. I mean, they're not coming out going, yeah, I want Trump or whatever, but you can read between the lines. You look, as I said, go back and look at gas prices, look at food prices, look at home prices, look at how your job was, look at inflation, look at all the things that are happening right now and ask yourself, who would you rather have? It's a simple answer, and even Democrats know it. That's what it's fun to spin them around. Oh, really? So you like high gas prices? You like inflation? You like starving minorities to death? You like all that stuff, huh? What are you, transsexual? Because that's the only group that could like Biden. Still, the naysayers are partially correct. Americans don't want a redo of the crooked election that led to Trump's coup. They don't. Nor do they want four more years of the worst presidency in American history. But I repeat, Americans want a second Trump term, and they deserve it. And I want you to remember what your stock portfolio looked like. I want you to remember how you were living during that period. And I'm not one of these guys, well, are you better off today than you were under Donald Trump? You know, you're big boys and girls. You can figure this stuff out for yourselves. But I will tell you, the overwhelming majority of Americans will tell you absolutely. And when you get into the macro, you get into the global piece, you feel safer under Biden. You feel like, America, we're not at risk of war. Remember when they said when Trump got elected, the stock market would go to crap, the economy would be torched, and he would enter us into wars. And what did he do? First thing he said was, we're getting out of wars, we're phasing out of Afghanistan, and the stock market soared, your portfolios grew, your housing values grew. I could go on. None of it occurred. And here we are debating who we should replace him with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump says he has every right to challenge elections. He spoke briefly yesterday in Georgia, shortly after he was booked at the Fulton County Jail for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. He may also be headed back to Atlanta soon after yesterday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail, as they don't arraign people the same day that they book them. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow a sweeping new European law that takes effect today. The European Union's Digital Service Act adds restrictions to everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, TikTok, and more. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I ended the last segment talking about the idea of a Trump-Biden second run and this notion that the world, America doesn't want another one of those. You're right. They don't, because they don't want Biden. That's why. They want Trump. Trump be insert knucklehead here. They don't care. But they do want Trump, and the media wants you to believe they don't want Trump. But don't worry about it. Biden is not going to be the guy, despite Democrats and other efforts of leftists to keep sleepy, creepy, crooked Joe in office. His days are numbered. The 2024 election will be Trump versus insert Democrat stooge here. That is a fact. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You know what? I was going to play this clip, but I'll play it when we get a little farther down in it, because I do want to talk a little bit more about these vice president auditions, because the debate showcased that all the candidates lack the experience and the battle scars to compete at the higher level. And if the persecution of Trump has demonstrated anything, if it's shown you anything about the system that we live in, it's that politicians won't survive the 2020 election cycle. And by that I mean, if you're just going to be, let me just give you the political line, and that's a great question, and you're not going to win. Donald Trump is not going to answer your question like a politician. He's going to answer that question like a person who gives a crap. He's going to answer that question and say, I know you think that you're going to want to hear, but here's this. And that's what endears him to his audience. And the closest thing to that during the debate was Vivek Ramaswamy. Everybody else is political. They're couching their, how do we say it? And it cracked me up when they said, how many people would support Donald Trump if he was elected? And Vivek's hand goes right up immediately, and I'll talk about that more in a bit. And then everybody else was like, The only one who, and I'll give him credit, who kept his hand down was Asa Hutchinson. And I'll give you a little inside baseball. I know these governors. I've been to the Republican Governors Association multiple times. And let me tell you, Asa Hutchinson hates Donald Trump. Hates him. He hated him from the moment. When was I down there? I think Trump had just gotten elected. Asa, of every governor I spoke with, and a lot of them didn't like him. You know what I'm saying? They were, Donald Trump. And there was jealousy. It was professional jealousy. Asa Hutchinson hated him. You had to see the look on his face, because I was got to the point where it became humorous, where I'd say, Asa, why do you think blah, blah, blah? And he would just contort in answering the question. And so I'll get more into that in just a bit as well. As I listen to these one-liners, these campaign slogans, and evaluated the agenda of these various candidates, it was really comical to a degree. It was. Their attempts to draw lines of distinction between themselves and Trump, themselves and each other, and then try to navigate the political minefield of, should I say this, should I do this, or whatever. And again, the only one who really said, I'm just going to put it out there, is Vivek Ramaswamy. Can be good and could be bad. As you're going to hear in this exchange we'll be playing in just a bit, I think it's going to work out for him, because he's not going to, if he's smart and his campaign's being run the right way, he is not going to back off. And I've watched him in some interviews where they try to trap him or use snippets of his conversations. He goes, nope, not playing that game. So if he can hold his own in that, he'll be a good VP in the VP sweepstakes. With the exception of Ramaswamy, all these people look like politicians. And if you're a politician, I'd like to see you argue against Trump's performance, with the exception of his handling of COVID. And as I said earlier, in the end, the debate bolstered Trump's administration. That's what it did. The economy, Joe Biden's economy. Well, what are you reflecting off of? If it's not Joe Biden's economy, whose economy are you reflecting? What's the compare and contrast? Trump's economy. Oh, well, there you go. So let's take a look at these candidates individually. I want to play a clip of them attacking Ramaswamy, and he gets booed for a bit because he makes a statement that, is a bit controversial. But I want you to, we'll dissect it. I was going to, play along as it goes along, but I'm not going to comment. I'm going to wait until you hear it, and then I'll explain why it was such a good moment.
And here's the deal. Let's just answer the question.
So here's is that a yes? Or is that a yes? Is that a hand raise?
You do not.
I think it was a hand raise for him, and it's my hands are in my pockets.
No, I didn't raise a hand.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
That's ridiculous.
The climate change agenda is a hoax. Anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy. And so the reality is more people are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you bought and paid for?
Is down by 98%.
Hold on. I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. The last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here, was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug just like you did to Obama.
The same type of amateur.
And you'll help elect me just like you did to Obama, too. Give me that
same
hug,
type of amateur.
Welcome back, everybody. Interesting exchange, right? So Ramaswamy says everybody's bought and paid for. It's debatable. I mean, you got to admit, politicians got to get a lot of money. We all know it's pretty corrupt, it's pretty crooked. So he's not saying something that's so far off base, even though it could be considered a little tactless. Go either way on that one, right? But here's what he did. He kept talking. And he made his point. There were boos. And you, under the boos, you could hear him say, the climate change agenda is a hoax. He keeps talking. And then he goes on, he says, there are more people dying of climate change policies than are dying from climate change. And then people start to clap. And that's when Christie goes, I've had enough. And he tried to get in his little, his little quip. Somebody wrote his quips for him. ChatGPT. And what's funny about it, and I mentioned this before, you listen to the little one-liners and the things they wanted to get in, and they were so contrived, and that was one. And then what Ramaswamy did was very slick, because Christie compares him to Barack Obama and says, oh, he's a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care anything at all about Vivek Ramaswamy. If he's a VP, not a VP, if he's a good candidate, that's for you to determine. I'm telling you, he won a debate. And here's why he won it. He says to Christie, and I'm just giving you this one as an example. He says to Christie, oh, you're comparing me to Obama? Why don't you come give me a hug just like you did him? He says, you know, you helped him get elected. And I don't know if you remember, but that was when Hurricane Sandy hit. And he and Obama were walking on the beach. Obama was walking with a big fat beach whale. And Christie decided to give the guy a hug. And Ramaswamy, that's good politics. Forget what he said. You know, forget. Don't try to, you're saying I'm a snake oil salesman. That you could go down that rabbit hole. No, you embrace it. Oh, I tell you what, then come give me a big old hug like you gave Obama on the beach. That's what I'm talking about. That's the type. That's why I say to you, you can't have a politician win this race. You need somebody who can think on their feet. You need somebody who... we have a guy here. He ran for attorney general. His name is Abe Hamadeh. I think Abe is Jordanian or Indian. Forget. I think he's Jordanian. And Abe is that guy. You attack him, he's not... Forget what you said. He goes after something you did. Oh, that's interesting you would say that given what you did. And you're like, oh, whoa, what just happened there? What just happened there was he did politics the way it's supposed to be. I dismiss what you say. I'm not. If Vivek Ramaswamy is no Obama, why would I address that? Why would I even ignore? It's like what I tell people all the time about being called racist. Why would you acknowledge that? If you're not a racist, why acknowledge it? You go right after them. Well, only a racist would think like that. You know, say something that makes them go off. And so here's Christie. Krispy Kreme trying to act like, get his little thing in. And he gets hammered. But anyway, let's finish up. I want to talk more about him. Because, Ramaswamy won the VP sweepstakes. Youth, exuberance, freshness, that's what you saw. Every time you saw him, he wasn't befuddled. I mean, there was a couple times he got a little bit, you go, okay, he's got to hold his own. But he did. He drew very good lines of distinction between him and the politicians. You know, look, he's not going to win the presidency, but he got the attention of Trump, and that was his goal. And when the Fox News host asked who would support Trump if he were the nominee, his hand flew up. And then what was interesting is everybody else started very staccato. And as I said earlier, Asa Hutchinson stood his ground. He said, I wouldn't do it, whatever. Okay, you want to stand on principle, that's fine. But the others just kind of tepidly. I still don't know what Christie did. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
MSNBC has this to say about this race. Vivek Ramaswamy is the first true manifestation of the kind of MAGA Trumpism, besides Donald Trump himself, that has consumed the current Republican Party, with quotes like, "We live in a dark moment." The entrepreneur evoked the American carnage rhetoric that Trump championed in 2016. Ramaswamy elbowed his way into the debate spotlight by spewing climate denialism and firearm apologias and Trump groveling in anti-Ukraine isolationism, positions on hot-button issues wherein the only through line is chaos. But in a moment when attention for the sake of attention is the goal, Ramaswamy found it, for better or for worse. And they declared him the winner. And what's funny about that is they beat him up, they declare him the winner, and what does he want on? He won because he said climate change is BS. He won because he says, I approve of the gun agenda. He won because he said, Ukraine is a lost leader for us as a country. All things that happen to be correct. He did win, but in their eyes, he lost. But they also know he won. I'm telling you. He made a few mistakes. Said he would pardon Trump. Pardon Trump for what? He went on to say that Trump was the best president in modern history or something to that effect. And because of this and other perceived faux pas, Red State wrote this. Here's the title. Vivek got rocked. Yeah, so in their assessment, he lost. Others may share this opinion. However, the most memorable candidate is Vivek Ramaswamy. Most of the articles I've seen post-debate, I mean, they include all of them, but Vivek Ramaswamy is mentioned across the board. I mean, he's the one that people are talking about. Most of the media reports are that Ramaswamy lost, which means he won. Because why are you writing about him? Does Ramaswamy really believe that Trump won't run in the election because of potential convictions? I don't think so. I think he got the attention of Donald Trump to say, look, I'm all in the can for you. And that bothers many. The Red State article was, all Ramaswamy was doing was trying to get attention on himself. Really? A shocker. A presidential candidate trying to get attention on himself. Versus who? I mean, do you know anybody that's running for something? I mean, you're starting a business. How dare they start a business and want to get customers in there? They call him an attention seeker. What are you? If you're running for public office at that level, what else could you be? Think about this. These are supposed to be negatives. You know, look, I think the same was said of Trump. Remember when he ran and, Donald Trump was to do is draw attention to himself. Okay, he's the brand. What did you expect him to do? No, listen. I don't want any attention. Attention is not good. It's not great. When you're not getting attention, that's when you know that you're getting attention. That's when you know that you are great. You're doing great is when you're not getting attention. And I'm going for the not attention. Please ask anybody the most memorable parts of the debate, and most of them are going to say Ramaswamy, good or bad. Not so much what he said, which many times were spot on. But they're going to remember his energy, and they're going to remember his fight. And I gave him a B+. Now let's go to Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis was interesting, and it was interesting to watch him navigate the minefield of trying to be this centrist that wants to move beyond the Donald Trump stuff and the election integrity and J6 and keep the discussion about the Democrats, and we got to be focused. And that's what, by the way, that the governor of Montana had to say as well. We got to focus on them. Why are we talking about all this? Nice deflection, but the big elephant in the room is Donald Trump, baby. Yeah, his obvious fallback for DeSantis was his work in Florida. And it reminds me Rogers. Who was the guy of Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin? I can't remember. My producers. You guys, come on. I know you're young, but you got to know this stuff. Anyway, Scott Walker. Thank you. Yeah, you're good. So Scott Walker thought, okay, I'll run. I did a great job in Wisconsin. We won, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm going to phone it in. It's going to take more than that. As I said earlier, DeSantis did a lot in Florida. He did it kicking and screaming, according to some of my buddies. But he gets credit because he's the governator. But he's got a major problem, and that's Donald Trump. Governor DeSantis eked out a win against Andrew Gillum. How? Aided by Trump. DeSantis carries that monkey on his back of being a turncoat. People that support Trump and support principle are going to say, why are you doing this? DeSantis has a lot of video praising Donald Trump. And that's what makes this debate difficult for him. He's having to tiptoe through these various minefields. And here's the biggest problem that DeSantis has, I'm going to tell you, he's a sharp guy on the issues that he knows them cold, and he's a good debater. At the state level, I think he is. I don't think his campaign is going to translate to the bigger picture. But because at the foreign policy level, DeSantis is not very good. Even with Ukraine, he tried to make a stance against Ukraine, you know, against the war, and he said, you know, we've got to protect our borders. Ramaswamy was much more, influential in persuading that in that particular point. Three or four of them said it. They disagreed. Yeah, we got to protect Russia. You know, everybody's making Putin out to be the bad guy. And by the way, when you come with that, I'm going to tell you, there are many, many conservatives that go, that's a rhino. That's a rhino right there. So you want to come with that, be prepared for it. But the point is, DeSantis agreed with Vivek Ramaswamy, but it didn't come off that way. He came off little. Look, let's face it. DeSantis was the leader going into this. I'm talking about second place. I'm talking about the VP slot. Because nobody's going to supplant Donald Trump. Trump owns this party. He will own it to the very end. There's nothing anybody can do. And I'm telling you this, not because I'm a Trumper, but because Donald Trump has demonstrated to people he isn't going to change to suit you, to make you feel good about him. And whether you like that or not, there's a part of you that does. There's a part of you that respects it, that says, you know what? I'm going to absolutely support that man. And that's what Trump has. And nobody else is demonstrating that. A little bit with the exception of Vivek. Going back to DeSantis. I didn't watch all the debate, so I can't assess him overall. But here's what I will tell you. The part of the debate that I watched, DeSantis was invisible. He got cut off by people. He didn't command the stage. Now, some of them tried to do it. Nikki Haley tried to do it by just talking through people, including the moderators. Didn't go off well, not to me. We'll get to her probably next hour now because we're running out of time. But DeSantis was the guy. He's supposed to be the 800-pound gorilla now that Trump's not there. Did you feel that? The short answer is no. I felt like if we were talking about it in terms of, you know, the animal kingdom, Vivek Ramaswamy came in and said, you're the big gun? I challenge you. And they fought it out, and Vivek Ramaswamy won. He won against them all. These are the heavyweights. Pardon the pun, Chris Christie. These are the heavyweights. These are former prosecutors, as Christie liked to put it. The two former prosecutors, me and Asa, Governor Hutchison. These are heavyweights. These are governors. These are former VPs. All of it. I'm going to get to Pence here, too. What a joke he was. So the evaluation I have of DeSantis is, where were you? You can't be invisible with all of that. And what was funny, when they asked him the question about, would you, it was something to do with Trump. No. It was a yes-no question about, anyway, whatever it was. DeSantis didn't answer the question. And I can't remember what it was. They asked everybody the same question. And he wouldn't answer it. He immediately went back. Well, what I did in Florida was I did this and I did, and we got rid of this, and he went through his platform. And let me tell you, that is the kiss of death these days in politics, because people are hip to the idea that you're not really wanting to answer the question. And it was funny because Martha McCallum said, well, you didn't answer the question. That's what she followed up with. Well, you didn't exactly answer the question. Well, yeah, I did answer. And he's like, yeah, you know. And he has this way of doing things that I can't describe it, except I've seen it with Lech Walesa, the guy who used to run Poland, president of Poland. You know, he kind of scrunches up and then he speaks. And it's not endearing. It's very, I don't want to say it's blue collars, but it's amateurish. And it makes him look like a little guy. He doesn't stand there with his, you know, with his, Trump stands there almost with his chin to the sky and says, I dare you. It's rather regal.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.